I do this for my culture. Welcome back to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me. Let me just tell you, I'm having this like off-air. My production team and I and good folks here at WEAA, we've been talking about this topic because this is a hot topic. You know what I mean? There's a lot to talk about. We can't cram it all in 2 hours. It's a lot to talk about. Here's one of the things, folks. Now, I know some of you might be upset with me, but guess what? It's Friday, so I don't care. No, I do care, but, you know, I don't. But one of the things is what I found and I'm seeing in the next generation when it comes to relationships, folks, and I might be really, really off and I might be wrong on this. One of the things that I'm seeing is that if you have one or two bad relationships, you blame it on the whole gender. You just be like, all males, all women. And then you take that and you kind of give up on this whole idea of building a life with another person. That just goes totally down the drain, out the window, in the trash. And I think that that's the other part of this, you know, because as I hear your stories, folks, 18 and 25 and 16 years old and being able to be in a relationship, I mean, that takes a lot of work. Marriage is not easy at all by any stretch of the imagination. And when you say I do, that does not automatically mean that you are in unison with one another. That it's just, it's basically you are saying that you are, it's an intention. You are stating an intention to be with one another. But I think that sometimes this next generation, some of us just give up too easy, give up on all. It's just, and I get it, because marriage or any relationship, really, any personal, intimate relationship, it can really have a toll on you. And that's one of the things I want us to bring into this conversation as we talk about this minimum marriage age bill failing for the fourth time in the General Assembly this year. And Delegate Vanessa Atterbury has been trying to raise the age from 15 to 18, trust me, it's absolutely mind-blowing that here in the state of Maryland, we still have laws on the books where a 15-year-old can marry in the case of pregnancy or birth of a child if they have parental consent, and 16 to 17-year-olds only need parental consent. But I want to share with you very quickly what one Annapolis therapist, she's a marriage therapist, what she said about the psychological toll of teenagers who get married early. Ms. Kathy Miller, who is a therapist and marriage counselor who specializes in working with adolescents for 20 years, said it would benefit teens to wait longer to marry if they can. She said, I wonder if they would be a very isolating experience for someone who is 15 or 16. Because she's talking about the 15 and 16-year-olds who get married could be going from depending on their parents to suddenly having adult responsibilities, taking away the time adolescents need to mature and focus on their own growth. I think there's something to that. We cannot discount the time for that. And I think from hearing your stories that that is a pivotal part. There is beauty in the struggle when you are struggling with the right person. There is beauty in it, right? If you're 16, 18, 25, 30, and you are in this relationship and y'all struggling together, you understand the dynamics of all of those things. And then at the same time, you are in this kind of beautiful struggle together. But it could be like hell on earth when you're struggling and they're struggling, but they see your struggle is bigger than, I mean, it can be, and you know, you're not on the same page. But this, Ms. Kathy Miller said, I would wonder if that would be a very isolating experience for someone who is 15 or 16. How many peers do they have that are going through the same experience? I would wonder about their social skills and their abilities to connect with others. She did say that marriage could still benefit a mature teenager. She said, I have met 16-year-olds who are very, very mature and feel very comfortable making a decision like that. But I would say they are the rare ones, like the ones who've called up here today. It's not that they can't handle marriage intellectually. It's just that they need more time emotionally and psychologically to develop. All right. I want to hear your thoughts on this. 410-319-8888. Let's go to Phyllis in Pikesville. Then we go to Troy and Glen Burnie. Phyllis, what's your take on this, ma'am?
Hello, Paraji. I want to thank you. This is my first time calling.
You're welcome.
I wanted to say a couple of things, and I know time may be of the essence, but I wanted to say my mother got married at 16 in South Carolina, and I think it was one of those things where she sort of had to, you know.
She was kind of forced.
At the time. She wasn't pregnant at the time, but because she had already had one kid, you know. She met a man who was in the service, and she got married.
Yeah.
He brought her here to Maryland, and the rest of us were born. But what I didn't get from that marriage was a role model of what marriage is supposed to look like. So for me, I didn't know what marriage was about. So I honestly did not get married until I was 54. I don't advocate that for anybody.
You say your first. So you finally decided to get married when you're at the age of 54.
Yeah, but, after trials and mistakes and all that good stuff, I ended up getting married at 54. But I ended up marrying a man that I met when I was in my 20s, but we didn't get married until I was 54. Long story, you don't need to hear that. But what I want to say is the interesting thing about my mother not being able to teach us what marriage should look like, I think it prolonged my getting married because I was used to doing everything for myself. Because my mother had done everything for herself.
Yeah.
My father didn't know how to be a husband, so he stayed down in South Carolina. Forgetting he had brought a wife to Maryland and had five more children. You know, so it was just one of those kind of things.
Yeah.
But I am a therapist as well, and I agree with a lot of the things that you just, announced from
the therapist
and counselor. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to say about my experience is that when I meet and work with young people, and I work with a lot of young girls who are in their 20s, and they have 2 and 3 children already, and they want to have fun. They want to go out and party, or they want to hang with their friends. They still want to go to the mall. They don't want to be mothers, not necessarily. And so I think the answer to your question for me is that I try to tell a lot of young people, men included, we have a 25-year-old son. I try to tell young people that your 20s, God made your 20s for you to experience the world, to enjoy your life, to take chances, take risks, to fall in love, to fall out of love. And then when you hit 30, you need to start thinking about getting married. So a lot of your callers said around 30, 35.
Yeah.
I think 30 is a good age to get married. I think you have a lot of that energy out of your system that is God-given when you're 18 and 19, and you need to burn it off. You ought to be able to burn it off.
Sure.
And we try to stifle a lot of that in young people, but we ought not to, and I think those children need to be children, and teenagers should be teenagers. Young people in their 20s should be young and experience life. And when you're 30, I think you're ready.
Phyllis,
and that's not for everybody.
No, it's not for everybody, but I can understand why you would say that. I can definitely understand. So, Phyllis, thank you so much for being one of our callers calling, checking in from Pikesville. Let's go to Troy and Glen Burnie. Then I would like to hear from Jesse in East Baltimore. Let's go to Troy. Troy?
How you doing, man?
I'm good,
yes,
Troy.
Sir.
How are you?
Good. You know what? I was hoping you would call Miss LaDawn Black, man. You never called her.
I gotta ask LaDawn when she come in. I'm gonna see if we could do something about this.
Okay, yeah. Before I make my comment, man,
sure.
My grandmother was a seamstress, man. As she got older, her eyesight got bad, and I had to tread her needles.
Yeah.
Right. Let me tell you something. Dawn is needle eye fine, man. I was
Troy, you always do it. You take me down this road, Troy.
Yeah. So it was a sister that called in, man. She said 25 to 30. I think that's a good age. I got married at 29, brother, and you know, I got divorced about 29 days later. No, I didn't get divorced 29 days later. But it felt like that. But marriage is, you first and foremost, man, I tell everybody now, because I got an older one. My oldest child is 30, right?
Gotcha.
So I tell them the truth. Go in there honestly. Don't just say, okay, well, I'm 30, I'm going to have a child by this man. No, go in there honestly. Know that you could take everything that this person comes with, and he could take everything that you come with. Because marriage is like that old Clint Eastwood movie. It's good, bad, and ugly. And you got to build from it, because you can't put a circle into a square and expect it to work just because it looks good. No, it does not. It's not going to work that way, brother.
No, you're absolutely right, Troy. And
right.
And the big part about that situation is the expectations. You know, they're not always consistent with reality.
Right. Listen, this is a great conversation, man. And I actually called in last night because you were on the phone with one of my brothers. You were out with one of my brothers, I should say, the old D. Chase, man.
Oh, D. Chase. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah. He's a good dude, man.
Yeah, he is a good brother.
Plus years.
That's fantastic. Well, Troy, I'm always happy to hear from you, brother. So I thank you so much for checking in from Glen Burnie. Let's go to Jesse in East Baltimore. Then I'm going to hear from who we got. We got Aiza in Baltimore. Jesse, what's your take?
How you doing, Faraji?
I'm good. How are you, Jesse?
I'm good. I'm trying to be real quick. First thing I want to tell you is I know a couple that I went to high school with, right?
Yeah.
And this dude, he was in love with this girl. He said, that's going to be my wife one day. They waited till they got out of college, you know, and all of that. They got married. They got kids together. They are great now. I mean, you talk about a power couple. They're like a power couple.
Right.
So that's one thing. You know, like I said, they waited to get married. But, you know, he said he met her and he just knew one day he was going to marry her.
Mm.
So that's one end of it.
That's like the storybook type of narrative right there.
Yeah, but
you see somebody, you'd be like, "That's my wife right there." No, brother, that's my wife.
But he said it, and it came, and it happened.
And it happened. That's right. He willed it to happen. I got you. So go ahead, brother.
And another thing is, I have another friend. You know, he's been married twice already. He's about 40. And, you know, I don't know what he's doing with himself right now.
You brought him into the conversation. I was waiting for, like, what is he doing? He'd be like, I don't know what the hell he's doing, man. He just hanging out with these women at this point.
and then I just want to get into my parents real quick.
Yeah.
My parents, they met, I think my mother was like 18, my father was 28. Me and little brother came along, and then one day my father just said, let's get married. And because this, you know, it's like 20 years between them. And they got married, and they stayed married until the day my father passed away. So it could go either way.
It can go either way. So what do you think, Jesse, is a good age?
I would say at least 18.
Okay.
At least at 18, they allow you to vote.
Right. And so, see, that's what I would think, right?
Decisions at 18.
That's what I'm saying. You can vote. You can join the armed services. I mean, 18, you there's a little bit more leeway. That's what I was thinking, too, Joe Jesse. I was thinking that. I'm really surprised that lawmakers are like, nope, we're going to keep it the way it is right now. Like, really? Wow.
Right.
Wow. So maybe, I don't know, but that's I would definitely agree with you. Hey, Jesse, I got to let you go, but I appreciate you for checking in from East Baltimore. Let's go to Aiza. Aiza, thank you so much for checking in. What's your take on this?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah. So I guess I'll be a voice for young brothers because I've heard a lot of women on. I've heard a lot of men on, but
yeah,
it's a lot of older people. I'm 22.
Gotcha.
So I just wanted to, I guess, give a perspective, a younger perspective.
Sure.
And on the conversation.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like you shouldn't really put there should be a minimum requirement. I agree. 18 sounds about right, but I guess it It's everything is a case by case, because some people are ready right then and there, like ready to do that, and some people aren't. In my experiences, I have always been willing to build with another young woman, but I don't know, from the two relationships that I've been in, it seemed like they were afraid of that. If that makes any sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense. How old were, if you don't mind me asking, how old were these young women?
So, one of them was a little bit older than me. One of them was 23, turning 24.
Okay.
And then another one was younger than me. She was 2 years younger than me. So, at the time, my first relationship, we were like 18, and she was like 17 or 16. And then... Oh, I was in that one for 3 years, and then in my other relationship, my second one, I was in that one for a year.
So what was the big apprehension that you heard from these young ladies?
They felt like they couldn't live. They felt like they couldn't be themselves, or they felt like anytime they went out, they had to think about me.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
I'm in a relationship and all, but at the same time, I don't want to think about you all the time.
Exactly. Like, you know, I mean, I don't really get the logic. It's hard for me to understand the logic.
Wait a minute. You don't get the logic of what, Aiza?
Like the whole idea of that. You can't be in a relationship and still grow with somebody. I guess they felt like when they were in a relationship, they couldn't like grow. Like they didn't learn about, like they didn't learn themselves. You know what I mean? So,
well, you know what? That's not necessarily on you, I don't think.
Hmm.
I think that comes from their expectations and their view before they even got into the relationship. Because I think we all have been kind of conditioned that once you get into a relationship, you have to give all of yourself.
Which is
not true.
Yeah, and I agree, because so in my household, my father and my mother, they are a very good tandem in terms of how they interact and get along with each other.
Yeah.
So I guess for me, growing up, I've always been in like a household where like it was positive.
Yeah.
Positive reinforcement. So I have a good role model for what a marriage is supposed to look like. And, you know, my mom does her thing, my father does her thing. They always, you know, connect with each other when they need to connect with each other.
That's it.
But it's not like, I feel like nowadays, younger generation, like my generation,
we're
younger, we always care about, who are you with? What are you doing? And, like, you know, it's not. And then also, I feel like music has a role to play in it, because I feel like a lot of the music we listen to is like downing the opposite sex, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So
Yep. Aiza, you just made a huge, you came through real big for young brothers out there, man. I think a lot of young brothers are experiencing the same thing. And I would even add, it's not just young women that have this apprehension. I think young men, you're in a much different space, you know, because of where you came from and how you're viewing things. But I know you got some homeboys that are like, man, I never ain't going to get married. I'm never getting married. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I mean, I understand it, but then at the same time, this just shows that they still got some maturing to do. Because personally, I mean, whether you get married or just have a companion, this life should be spent with another person, I think. That's just Faraji Muhammad speaking. Like, you know what? Too much has happened in this life. Then not spend it with somebody that you can just be there with you to go through those experiences. I mean, seriously. But Aiza, I got to let you go, brother. But I appreciate you for checking in and representing for the next generation tonight. Man, I hope you, and Aiza, hopefully we hear more of you on other topics. Dwayne from Baltimore, what's your take? And then I'm going to hear from Dolores. Dwayne, what's your take, sir?
Hey, man, thanks for letting me ride. First
Absolutely.
Thing I want to do is give a big shout-out to that young man who just called in. And I want to say to him, you know, that, you know, those women that aren't ready, take them at their word. They ain't ready, okay? You don't want no woman that's not ready, because marriage is a very serious thing. You know, I think one of the challenges, and by the way, just to speak directly on the topic, I think that 18 is really too young. I think that I don't think that people should be getting married till they're about 30, no older than 30, because, you know, one of the reasons people get married is for the rearing of children.
Yep.
And one of the things that I ran into during my medical profession is, you know, women, the cultural shift of women waiting later to have kids, and then finding out you can't have kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I've seen so many, you know, fertility treatments, and I've recovered, you know, because I worked in a recovery room for a long time. I've recovered so many women. I just couldn't believe, like, all these women are here for fertility problems, you know? So, you know, 30 is where you should definitely, is where I would draw the line. But one of the things I wanted to say also was that, you know, one of the challenges for the culture is that we don't educate kids about marriage.
Oh, man, that's okay. Come on, Dwayne. Come on.
We don't educate people about it. So people just go into it based on what they saw from Hollywood movies and
music,
and stuff that they read in books and stuff.
Yep.
You know, the culture is suffering because we don't take the time to educate our young women and our young sons about the institution of marriage. Actually talking to them about it, letting them know that, yes, it is a business. It's a partnership. Absolutely. And one of the things that no one has said in a really strong way in this conversation is that it requires commitment.
Yeah.
100% full blood commitment. And what that actually means, you see what I'm saying? Because when you go into a marriage, it's two individuals creating a third entity.
Yep.
That neither one could create by themselves.
Absolutely.
See, we don't even talk to our kids about that. And so that's why they so easily brush it aside like it's no big deal. And Hollywood certainly isn't uplifting, you know, relationships to stay together, because none of them can stay together either.
Absolutely.
So it's just a mess.
Hey, Dwayne, I'm right there with you, and I appreciate you as always. I am right there with you. Let's go to Dolores, West Baltimore. Oh, actually, Dolores, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere, Dolores. Stay right there, Dolores. When we come back, we'll hear from Dolores, Kimberly, and Mark from Pikesville. Folks, we've been talking about this minimum marriage age bill. It has failed for the fourth time, but it has spawned a new set of conversations about it, because I'm just wondering, what's a good age that folks should get married, young people should get married? According to the state law, 15-year-olds can marry in the case of pregnancy or birth of a child if they have parental consent. 16 and 17-year-olds only need parental consent, and they can get married. Boom. Boom. We talked about the psychological toll of it. We talked about the historical context of it. But there's so many different elements of this. Culturally, there are elements, right? Maturity is certainly a big thing. We're certainly going to talk about the economics of it. There's a lot of, that has to go into it. But most of you seem to say like 18, and some of you are even saying as old as 30. What's your take? 410-319-8888. When we get back, we're going to go back to the lines and, of course, get your comments. Stay riding with me. A whole lot is coming up in the final 30 of For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back.
I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Welcome back to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org, absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad, talking about minimum age to get married. In the state of Maryland, you could do it as young as 15 with some extenuating circumstances, but you could do it as young as 15. How old do you think you should get married, though? 18, 21, 25, 30? Man, oh man. I'm more wondering, given the time that we live in, culturally, economically, socially, politically, are folks really able, teenagers, are they really ready for that? And I know many of you have called up here and you have shared these beautiful stories. Like, these are like storybook type of testimonies. This is just inspiring, you know? And this is certainly not a shade on those who choose to be single. You know what I mean? If you choose to be single, just be single good, be healthy, be happy. If that's what you're, if that's where the path is leading you, certainly we don't want to throw shade on those who are making the decision not to get married. Because everybody is not fit for marriage. That's not for everybody. I get that. But I do, I personally like, you know, again, this is just me talking. You know, enjoy life with somebody, man. You don't have to be married, but just to have a companion, that's a beautiful thing, though. It's a beautiful thing. We can enjoy that. But if you're single, no shade on you. As long as you're happy and you're healthy and you're sane, that's all I want to say about that. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 410-319-8888. Dolores from West Baltimore. Thank you for your great patience, Dolores. What's your take on this, ma'am?
First of all, you said it. We're not ready for it. I wasn't ready for it.
Now, Ms. Dolores,
16 is not good age.
16,
say 20,
okay.
Then you maybe know what you're doing. But most of the time, you don't know what you're doing. You and the young man have to move in with one family or another. You have to be taken care of. Both of us wanted to finish our education.
Right.
That didn't happen, so things just got in the way. Then it didn't. The marriage didn't work.
Hmm.
But my second marriage did work. I was married 25 years for the second marriage. But the first marriage didn't work. Because of a pregnancy, no, it's not necessary just to get married because of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Because most of the time, it do not last. And we're hoping they won't change the law. They will change the law to at least extend it to 19 or 20.
19 or 20,
not
okay.
Not 15.
Not 15.
No.
19 or 20. I like that, Ms. Dolores. I like that a lot. I think that, I think that's very reasonable. I appreciate you, Ms. Dolores, for checking in from West Baltimore. Thank you so much. Let's go to Mark in Pikesville. Mark, what's your take?
Salam alaikum, my brother.
Walaikum salam, brother Mark. How you feeling?
I'm well, brother. Always a pleasure listening to your show.
Thank you, dear brother.
Hey, brother, listen. I'm going to just throw this little bone into the soup, but we're going to have to serve this soup in another conversation.
Okay. Uh-oh. We cooking now. We cooking.
Yes, sir. I personally have a whole note. I personally think the age of 18 is too young for anything. I think we really need to move that to 21 for everything.
21 for across the board.
Across the board, because,
gotcha.
You know, I just think, you know, it's too confusing. One, I can be 18 and I can go overseas and kill a person, but I can't order myself a drink. I'm not responsible enough to have a drink at 18. But that's another conversation pertaining to marriage. I even told my daughters, I don't even think between 18 and 22 years old, you should even be in a serious lockdown relationship, because I think you need that time for yourself to find out who you are as an adult yourself, and learn. I'm big on education. I work Baltimore City Public Schools.
Okay.
We're concentrating on your education,
yep.
And what your future career goals are.
Yep.
Secondly, my age, for me, 25 and over. And for that brother, and I respect that brother's information and knowledge about women in terms of the fertility piece, but for Raji, you know, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us, as well as brothers like Dr. Sibby, and as well as brothers like Dr. Afrika have taught us, our women, I'm only speaking about our women right now.
Uh-huh.
Our women are known to be able to produce healthy babies in their 50s.
Yeah.
So I don't think we need to rush to 30 so our women can start having babies. I think that 25 and over gives us the time to concentrate on us and even hold off on making that family for a little while so you two can grow with each other first. Then we bring that third entity in.
I'm with it. Hey, Mark, I'm with it, and I appreciate you for checking in from Pikesville. I'm with it. I'm with it. And I don't think we can emphasize enough the importance of having that that one-on-one time. That one-on-one time is pivotal, folks. I'm telling you, pivotal. Because if you don't have that one-on-one time, life will intervene in the meantime. And the next thing you know, you won't have no time. Boom. Drop mic. I'm walking out the door. You hear me, folks? I'm telling you, that one-on-one time, especially when you are in a marriage, is absolutely important. Absolutely. And I know a lot of people want to have children and all of those things, and that's a beautiful thing. But I'm saying, when you have children, especially if you don't plan that situation out, you don't plan those little ones out, man, oh, man. We get through it, but it's how we get through those times. Now, you can get through it, absolutely, because I'm a true believer that God never places more on you than more than you can bear. I'm a true believer in that. But it's how you do it. You can get through it with a couple of scars, or you can get through it battled and bruised. All right, let's go back to the phone line. Folks want to check in, man, and this is a beautiful thing. Who we got here? Is this Kimberly from Baltimore County?
That's Rodney.
Hey, Kimberly, how are you?
All right. You know, I just wanted to make a quick comment. And sure. My thoughts on the previous caller that called before the one you had on just a minute ago. What I'm thinking is a lot of times, as far as our children are concerned, we have to be examples. You know, a lot of times we can think of something, but if we visualize it, we can relate to it better. And unfortunately, we just don't have enough of, middle-aged young couples portrayed in marriage in our community.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm thinking in order for me to understand what it means to be married, then I need to see that, you know. And unfortunately, bottom line, we shacking up and we having our kids and then we're thinking about marriage somewhere along the way. So we don't have enough, and not saying enough, I feel as though it should be more positive role models in the community that portray marriage. Now, it's no fantasy, let's be clear. However, it requires hard work. And if you do the work with the Bible-based principles, you can get somewhere. And I mean, you can be happy. But see, that's a component that requires all those things that I just mentioned. You take care, brother. It's good talking to you.
You too, Kimberly. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. You're absolutely right. Having that model is important. I think we all can agree with that. Let's go to Donna, Baltimore. Donna, it's good to hear from you. What's your take
on
this?
And you know, I hear you all the time, Faraji.
I know. We be in the same room sometimes, Donna. We be crossing paths.
I know. in reference to the bill, that bill was, I remember when it was introduced 2 years ago. And the people who testified were mostly white women, young white girls who were forced into marriage from other states. A lot of the states had stopped that form of child abuse by had to start at 18. Maryland was one of the only states, a few states left that's still doing that. So what some of the families did was jump state. They went from state to state until they came to Maryland,
yeah.
Lived here. The mothers would force their daughters, 16, 15, to marry men who were 35 and 40-something years old. And the women and the young girls testified. I mean, if you go online and look at the old bills and look at the testimonies, it's heart-wrenching. Mm. They hear, because a lot of abuse, these girls are minors. They're married to 35, 40-year-old men. And the abuse, the physical and emotional abuse is traumatic. They're forced to have children when they're not ready. It was a disaster. And just to hear their stories, you know, so, you know, when we look at, when you, in the past you talked about white privilege, white male privilege, and it's a thing about white males in some of these evangelical Christian groups who feel this is necessary for procreation more than anything else. That's what I surmised when I saw these stories. So I recommend everybody to look at those, you know, tapes and everything. My final point is, African in Baltimore City, for example, about 60, almost 70, almost 75% of marriages doesn't exist in Baltimore. So we have a lot of single women who are having children outside of marriage, and the males too, which makes it very difficult for them to see what a marriage is, because they're going intergenerational. You'll see one generation after another, and it's nothing. And so we definitely have a problem when it comes to sexuality, having sex, booty calls, men looking at women's sex objects, that, and then women, when they get involved with our black women who get involved with males, once they have sex with them, they see that as a marriage. So we have to start having these open dialogues about, and you had it on your show a couple of times, about sexuality, sex, how black men look at sex, and how black women look at sex, and then you know, just get into the issues of protection, sexual diseases and things like that. My final point is, a gentleman said, would black people have healthy babies? Well, fertility is a big problem across the world.
Yep.
And black women who have, any women who have children, the older they are, the most likely they'll have children with disability issues. So they don't, the fertility clinics do not recommend women to use their own eggs past a certain age. So if they're past 35 is crescent, but they start hitting 40 and above, they don't recommend women to use their eggs. Mm. What they're doing now with new technology is they're asking young women who want to do their careers early, they want to get the careers out the way, to freeze their eggs until they're ready to start a family.
Mm. Donna? So
they'll be 30, hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, they could be 40 years old with eggs of a 20-year-old.
Wow.
So those are options now that they give women, and men too, because men, they have recommended men after a certain age not to be careful of having children, because they've seen a high statistic of special needs children born by both parents or when they're over 40 and older. So that's all I have to say, and thanks again for writing.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you, Donna. And as I think, I'm glad that you brought up that piece about the reproductive health and the options that that women have. Man, oh man, it gets deep. It absolutely gets deep. But more importantly, to look at those situations where young girls are forced into marriages, which is, I mean, just heart-wrenching in itself, that, you know, we're still in that patriarchal space where men think that women should be used just for sexual pleasure. So it's that certainly plays a huge role into this. Let's go back to the phone lines. I want to hear from Anthony in West Baltimore. Anthony, what's your take?
Roger, before a few quick things, I want to answer your question first. I definitely think 15 is too young.
Did that surprise you, though, Anthony?
I was surprised. I didn't even know that was a state law until I cut the show on. I was like, wow, really? I didn't know that law still even existed. I know my grandmother got married really young. She was about 13 or 14, but that was down in Virginia. So I'm like, oh, that's that old country stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. But I just want to make a few quick comments. I definitely, one sister said that she thinks God made 20s for, you know, basically to play around and experiment. I totally disagree, because I'm 32. I'd have loved to have been married by 22, 23. You know, because like somebody said, you know, when you turn 30, is, you know, me looking at, long story short, I'd have loved to have been married, you know, because you go around, you experiment. First off, nobody goes through the experimental phase unscathed. You know, you date this one, you date that one, bad experience here, bad experience there. Then you come away with all this emotional baggage. You know, I believe you were meant to be married with one partner. So to that other lady who says she's with her husband, he was her serious boyfriend, God bless her, man. I wish I had that experience. You know, and then like somebody else kept on having all these kids. You know, I don't have any kids. So I'm 30. I'm looking to get married. You know, a lot of these women have kids. I love kids. I'm not against it, but I would like to have a family of my own. And, you know, it's just, it's too much, because then you got to deal with the baby fathers, the baby daddy drama.
That's a whole, and I understand, because that's a whole different conversation. It's a lot of dynamics, like you said. There are a lot of people that's in the picture. But, Anthony, my quick question for you, though, Have you ever had the experience of being close to getting married? Did you come across that one that you say, you know what, I can kind of see myself spending my life with this person?
It happened 2 times, Brother Farad. Yeah, I dated one young lady when I was 21 till I was about 27.
Okay, 6 years, gotcha.
And the other young lady I dated for about 4 years. So all of my 20s, even my first year, me being 30, I've been in, you know, 2 relationships.
And most people would say that they are like long-term relationships.
Yes, they were.
So what happened, if you don't mind me asking? Did they...
They weren't ready. Basically, you know, they didn't know how to be wives. They just wasn't a good match.
I got you.
A lot of times we ignore the signs, like the other brother said. When somebody tell you who they are, take them for who they are. You know what I'm saying? But me thinking, before I did love them, I did care for both of them.
Yeah.
We can grow, we can change, you know, and that is possible. But the person must be willing.
There it is.
You know, and that's a lot of times people aren't willing to grow. People are selfish. They don't want to sacrifice. And one last thing, Bro Farad, I definitely agree with that last sister that called in and said, it takes work. You know, you got to be committed. So thank you for listening to my little 5-second defense.
Hey, brother, anytime, Anthony. We'd love to hear more of you. Thank you so much for checking in from West Baltimore. Let's go to Nelson. Nelson, what's your take on it, sir? Nelson?
Yes. Hey, Faraji. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you, Nelson?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to chime in on the conversation as well.
Please do.
And I'm also speaking. I enjoyed listening to the gentleman who was 22 years old.
Yes.
And I agree with him 100%. And, you know, I'm 20.
Yeah.
So, you know, just the conversation about marriage, and I'm listening to all of these different perspectives on marriage, and I love all of these stories. And I definitely think for my generation, a lot of us, we are choosing to get married later in life.
Yeah.
I know that, I mean, I personally think that 15 is too young to marry, and I think that 18, to be honest, is too young to marry as well. I honestly think that you should not get married, or you should not, you know, just, I think you should just give yourself time to focus on, you know, your career and what you want for yourself. And a lot of times people use relationships to distract themselves from taking care of them.
Mm.
A lot of people use relationships as distractions, but sometimes you just need to be by yourself and you just need to figure out, you know, what you want for yourself, how to better yourself. I think, like, once you finish college and once you get a jump start into your career and once you get yourself established, your expectations rise and you'll know what you want in your partner.
Is that the plan that you put for yourself, Nelson?
I would definitely like to get married before I'm 30.
Okay.
I would say I think 25 is a lot better than 18 or 21.
Okay.
To get married, because when you're 25, you should pretty much know what you want to do for the rest of your life by the time you're 25.
Mm.
I mean, you should be like in the beginning of your career, you should be established and you should be independent on your own, and you should pretty much know what you want for yourself and for your partner by then.
Yeah.
When you're 21, you're still in school, and some people are still trying to figure it out. Like some of my peers still don't know what they want to do for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And they're still exploring, and, you know, and there's nothing wrong with goals, and there's nothing wrong with wanting things for yourself and setting goals for yourself, but it can be toxic if it's not done properly and for the right reasons.
You're absolutely right.
And you have to give other people time to mature, too, because some of the girls and some of the ladies that, you know, I was interested in, they're just not, I mean, we're not in the same book. We're looking at...
I like that, Nelson. Not just on the same page, it's not in the same book.
Yes, because of all of what I'm doing, I'm in ministry, I'm very active in my community.
Yeah.
And I'm just in a different headspace. I've already jump-started my career at MVE and with writing and with everything that I'm pursuing. I'm looking for someone, you know, who is just as independent as I am.
Yep.
And I'm not intimidated by a woman's success.
That's what I'm talking about. Nelson, I mean, it sounds like you are a rare find out there. I'm not going to say rare, but I'm just saying you're one of the few, I think, that are out there that got you that are in a good headspace and wanting to be there. So I think and I appreciate you sharing your story. Gotta let you go, but I really appreciate it. And it's always good to hear from you, Nelson. But I think that's some very, very important that you got to be in the right book. You got to be in the same book. Let's go back to the line. Jeff, Kevin, then David. Jeff, what's your take on this from Glen Burnie?
Good evening, Faraji.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Good, good. Before I give my take on the age, I believe this all started your topic tonight. A delegate put out a proposal to raise the age, and it was shot down.
Yep.
Well, maybe your listening audience, maybe we ought to do a little research and find out who the people were that voted against it and just kind of keep that in the back of our mind the next time they're up for re-election.
Yeah. There we go, Jeff.
Now, because I agree, that's way too young, 15 and 16 and 17. Now, I'm guessing this is like a two-pronged question you're putting out there. What age do we think your listening audience think the law should be and what we think is a good age?
Yep.
Law-wise, I mean, look, probably 18, the law should probably be, 18. As far as an age that I think people should get married at, I really don't know. I probably would be in line with a lot of your listening audience, probably between 25 and 30 might be a good age to get married.
Wow. I'm just kind of like speechless. Like I'm hearing a lot of people because people would say 25 to 30. Are you leaning more toward 30 or are you leaning more towards the 25 on a pendulum?
Well, I've never been married, so I can't really be like an expert on this, but probably that, like a lot of your callers have said, when you're younger, you're not making good decisions at that time and you want to go out at that time and, kind of enjoy life. Probably when you're getting closer to the 30 end of that 25 to 30, maybe that's when you should start, thinking about getting married.
No, I agree. I think that there is something really there. But do you believe that teenagers, even 18-year-olds, are mature enough to make those type of decisions, especially now?
I don't know if they're mature enough, but again, this we're talking about the law, If you're 18 and you want to get married, I mean, like some people have said, if you're 18, they can, take you into the service and send you overseas and all that. So why can't you be allowed to get married? I'm not saying I wouldn't recommend people to get married at 18, not even 20, 22, but the law probably should be 18, not 15, 16, 17 like it is now. That's ridiculous.
And that's crazy? That's crazy. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much, man. It's always good to hear from you.
Take care.
Yes, sir, you too. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, what's your take, sir, and then David? Kevin?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Well, in the Muslim culture, I said in the Muslim culture, you're allowed to have more than one wife, correct?
Well, it depends. In certain communities, yes. In other communities, no.
Okay. I mean, a friend of mine is Muslim, and I've been learning from him.
Yeah. In certain communities, you can. You can. But in other communities, no. No. There is a reason as to why that happened in the Holy Quran. And that's because of extenuating circumstances. That's just not because, hey, I'm this guy, I'm this fly guy, and I just want to have a whole bunch of women in the house. Because there is, a man has to be at a certain place, not just economically, but he has to, his mind, his spirit has to be in a certain place to be able to cultivate and to continue to care for the heart, the mind, and the spirit of a woman, let alone 2, 3, and 4 different women.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this. I think, and I was just having this conversation, and I can only speak on my community, which is the black community.
Yes, sir.
With the millennials, even with people my age, I'm 43, you got a lot of women out here that have never been taught or never even had a real example of what a real woman is supposed to be or a real man is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the whole culture is falling apart, and we can, I'm sure all the reasons why. You know, there's a lot of reasons why in the black community everything's falling apart. But, you know, as far as making it a law, sure, 18, you know, the times are different back then, you know. Like one of the other callers said, you know, our grandparents' age, you know, they got married young.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes they even bartered, like on The Color Purple, you know, they bartered for women, you know. Nobody's doing that nowadays in our culture anyway, so 18.
So 18 years old is good for you, huh, Kevin?
18, but I will say this also. Now, I used to live in West Virginia.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do things different over there. You know, I think the way that everything is going now, where you got same-sex marriage, at the same time, I feel like people should be able to do what they want to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Kevin, I got to let you go, but I appreciate you as always. Thank you so much for checking in. David, you got the final word from Gwen Oak. What's your take?
Well, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I think, actually, that we are programmed people to follow tradition, to follow the morality, and to follow guidelines that powers be set up for us as a people. So, you know, I mean, it's difficult to say the age bracket, because basically I feel that this whole idea of following someone else's status quo for joining on to the woman or joining on to the female is kind of backwards. You know what I mean? Because when you look at relationships as a whole, when they start out, before you have any experience, before you have any thing nailed down, they usually wind up going bad.
Who usually wind up going bad?
They wind up going bad because the fact that most men, they're not really ready for marriage.
Yeah.
And females, they're not really ready for marriage. They just want to do a traditional thing. It's like a programming.
Yeah.
And before you really start getting to know the person, you wind up being married to a person. Now you're in a situation where it's going to cost you money and various mental difficulties to get out of this situation. So I think it should take some time, and I think it should take some thought. You know, it's not just about what you want to do, but it's about where you're going with what you want to do and what you're trying to build and establish.
There it is. You know, hey, David, that's a great final word. I appreciate you for checking in from Gwen Oak. Thank you, thank you, thank you, folks. I couldn't have said it better myself. You guys are phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, giving your insight like that. All I'm hearing from you is that, look, one, we need to figure out who's been, who's not been supporting this law, for one. Two, I think that there is a consensus that at this point in time, we need to kind of slow down the train and get people, young people, to be educated about all the many different dynamics of being in a committed relationship, such as a marriage. And then three, we have to make sure that the community is prepared for that, to see more younger people get married. Our culture has to change in order for that to happen. So that way we are not saying one thing, but then we're promoting something else. And the mind, the body, the spirit, this is all important. The big thing for me has always been that you need to give the time for yourself to be who you are. Some people call it the experimental phase. Some folks call it the phase where you just play around and do your thing. But at the end of the day, you need to be in a good mental headspace to be able to be confident enough to at least go into that process ready to do what is needed to build a union. All right, folks, I gotta go. But I wanna thank each and every one of you for being a part of the conversation on air and online. I wanna thank my dynamic production team once again. I wanna thank Ms. Mallory Pinker-Pierre, Alex Blanc, my production assistants, World Wild West and Daryl, and my man Dre Day for making me sound so good. Continue the conversation on our social media at Forticulture 88.9 and also on WEAA. And also check out WEAA.org to get all the latest podcasts of For the Culture, Today with Dr. K, and all of your favorite shows on our wonderful, wonderful station. All right, stay tuned. As up next is the love expert, Ms. LaDawn Black, with her show, In the Groove. That's going to take you through your Friday night, so stick around for that. And, of course, she will give you all the details about that great cruise, that festival at sea, so you don't want to be miss an opportunity to qualify for that. As always, never be afraid to challenge what's wrong. Stand for what's right while being yourself in the process. I look forward to talking to you next week for another exciting set of conversations, all happening on For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely, absolutely the voice of the community. And remember, Baltimore, do more, but be exceptionally good for the culture. Talk to you on Monday, folks. Peace.